A nation is waiting for the future in uncertainty. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Not knowing what's next can be pretty scary. However, sometimes it offers a sliver of hope for things to change for the better. We've got more on that story from Central Asia coming up next. And while we ask you to pray for that, today we also have a reminder of how prayer is effective and necessary for all believers. First, Uzbekistan. It's a country in transition. Longtime President Islam Karimov died last week. And even as the Central Asian nation mourns, some wonder what a new leader will bring. The regime under Karimov saw religious freedoms vanish and a rise in persecution. It was communism's answer to the question of terrorism. And unfortunately, that won't change. Voice of the Martyrs USA's Todd Nettleton says,
they very much would see, you know, Christians and radical Muslims as being two parts of the same problem.
The government position wasn't so much anti-Christian as it was just control, and that hasn't gone away.
They respond the way you would respond to a threat. You have to take care of it. You have to put it down. And that's what they've done to radical Muslims. That's what they've done to the church as well.
Over the last couple of years, foreign NGOs have been kicked out. Foreigner visas have not been renewed. So there's been a significant number of gospel workers who've been forced to leave the country.
That has left the gospel work in the hands of Uzbek Christians. Obviously, they are uniquely qualified. They know the culture. They know the language. And so that gospel work is going forward. But it has looked a little bit different in the last couple of years.
And that means prayer. Pray for a smooth transition for the country. Ask God to give the church in Uzbekistan creative ways to share his story. Well, it's that time of year again. The leaves are starting to change, and students are headed back to their college campuses. And as they do so, Tom Lin, president of InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, shares his vision for InterVarsity this year.
As I enter into the president role, I mean, I hope that we build on the significant growth that we've enjoyed in the last decade. We've had record numbers of students and faculty that we're reaching. So really just building on that foundation. But I think the other way that I answer that question is that I recently reminded our staff that we have an amazing opportunity right now as InterVarsity, not just for growth, but we're poised to be people of hope.
How? By sharing the only hope there is. The gospel.
We work through what we call witnessing communities on campus. We call them chapters, but essentially they're witnessing communities, over 1,000 of them across the country. They are safe places for students to be transformed by Christ, as well as to be missional on campus. They're places where students can explore Jesus in deeper ways or even begin to follow him for the first time.
And let me ask you, do you believe in the power of prayer? Well, we do. That's why every day we ask you to pray with us for believers around the world. Our partnership with One Way Ministries supports this call through their PrayerCast videos. Executive Director Michael Thompson.
The first city that we're really doing is Chicago. Chicago is often in the news as a place of great violence and gangs and many meets. We decided to take our teams this summer. In just a few months, we made 77 videos, one for every single neighborhood in the city of Chicago itself.
These prayer videos inform, inspire, and activate the body of Christ to pray effectively and knowledgeably for communities around the world. Today, they're kicking off a brand new series focusing on the great cities.
The most specific thing that we are asking listeners to do is to sign up to join us, even if they're not from the city of Chicago, to let the world be praying for the city. That can be done by texting 22828, that's 22828, and text Chicago 77.
Start by asking God to move in Chicago. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world today, and sometimes you just want to shut it out because it seems so hopeless. But how about this? Let's change the world instead. This month, we're going to activate world-changing prayer for the lost together. Join us for a PrayerCast challenge called Chicago 77. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.